latest report is again showing us that we have an increase in the level of reporting of racism in Ireland. So this is the 14th consecutive period that we've reported on since we launched in 2013, taking in over 1,300 reports. We have recorded the highest level ever of racist incidents, and also the highest level ever of racist crimes or hate crimes.
Now, we understand that the level of reports, say, for instance, from Donegal, is not necessarily one of the highest, but we don't know if that is because the incidents are lower or perhaps more likely there's underreporting.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole raison d'etre of iReport.ie is because of this phenomenon of underreporting. We know from studies in Ireland and international studies that somewhere northward of 90% of people who experience a racist incident, including a racist hate crime, won't report to Gardaí or to the authorities. And then, furthermore, there is huge under-recording by Gardaí and authorities. That is, they won't recognize something that's racist as racist. So the impression that wider society gets is that there's no racism. So this system is designed to be more amenable and to be more accessible and to be easier for people from minorities to report racist incidents.
How important, then, do you think it is that if people listening to this piece have been or in the future are victims of racism, that it is reported?
I think it's very important. We produce these reports every 6 months, which we then put into human rights reports, which we share with our colleagues in the UN, in the European Union, with the Fundamental Rights Agency, with the Council of Europe, as well as with politicians, and the media, and so on and so forth, so that I can conduct interviews just like this one and talk about the problem of racism. It's very important that we capture people's experiences so that we can work with Gardaí to make recommendations to them on how to improve their practices, and so that we can work with government to make recommendations to them on how to change the laws and to put into place anti-discriminatory tools so that the next generation doesn't grow up in a society where racism is normalized and where they are marginalized and not being able to benefit as equals in society.